This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was making the rounds in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, beginning with the U.S. Congress.
We spoke about a lot of different questions. We were happy that senators, the Congress, White House, really United States. Of course, first of all, people of America really support us. We spoke, supported from the first days of full-scale war. And now together with us, and we spoke about everything, about support, about the situation on the battlefield, about our plans. I can't share with media all the details, but I think we had very strong dialogue with senators.
Zelensky came to Washington on a crosstown blitz that includes a meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon, President Joe Biden, and an address in the evening at the National Archives Museum. India has halted all visa services for citizens of Canada and told it to reduce its diplomatic staffing as a rift widens between the countries after Canada's leader said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were, quote, credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader on its soil. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox says he will become chairman emeritus of both corporations. His son Lachlan will control both companies. The 92-year-old Australian media magnate's creation of Fox News made him a force in American politics. He built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia. He moved to England, then the United States, with the invention of Fox News and the purchases of both the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events on our website 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A tropical storm is expected to hit the southeastern U.S. coast, AP correspondent Tiffany Wong reports.
The National Hurricane Center issued a tropical cyclone warning for parts of the East Coast on Thursday. Senior hurricane specialist Richard Pash from the center says the storm is projected to land a few hundred miles to the southeast of Charleston, South Carolina, and move north from there.
We think it's going to develop into a tropical storm with maximum winds reaching probably 50 to 60 miles per hour. We expect it to move across the coast of eastern North Carolina late tomorrow, Friday night, early Saturday.
Residents in the coastal area should be careful about potential flooding and monitor weather advisories from the National Hurricane Center and local officials. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Kenya is marking 10 years since a group of Somali al-Shabaab militants attacked a major shopping mall in Nairobi, killing more than 60 people. Mohammed Yusuf reports.
One Saturday in 2013, four armed men from the al-Shabaab terror group stormed Westgate Mall, attacking shoppers and killing anyone on site. The attack was followed by a siege, wherein the attackers engaged security forces in a gun battle for days. In the end, 67 people were killed and more than 150 were injured. Kenyan security forces were criticized for how they handled the attack. A Nairobi-based security analyst says the mall attack has changed how Kenyan security forces deal with terror threats and attacks. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
A European Union report obtained by Reuters warns that by 2030, Europe could become as dependent on China for lithium-ion batteries and fuel cells as it was on Russian energy before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Here's VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Europe is taking steps to develop its own battery ecosystem, such as the European Battery Alliance, which tries to stimulate investment, research and development. France opened its first electric car battery factory in May.
The aim is not for there to be only battery factories.
We need to control the whole value chain.
China is investing heavily in sourcing raw materials such as cobalt, lithium and manganese. Beijing opened a $300 million lithium processing plant in Zimbabwe in July. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $200 million to help save the lives of mothers and children during childbirth. The largest American philanthropic donor is throwing its weight behind the issue during its annual Goalkeepers Conference on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The foundation pledged $100 million each to health products manufacturer Unitaid, UNFPA, and the UN Agency for Reproductive Health to fund access to healthcare and contraceptive supplies and information in low- and middle-income countries. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.